Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
God wants my best, and you know, God's same power. I'm healed, I'm whole. He's not done with me. So if I get to live to 120, that really gave me a lot of hope.
It is God's will for you to be well. Settle that issue today as Kenneth Copeland equips you with the Word. Jesus is your healer, and you can live healed, pain-free, and strong. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The healer's in the house today. His name is Jesus. Father, we thank you for your Word this morning. The 107th Psalm, you said, you sent your word and it healed them. And of course, we know Jesus is the Word. Hallelujah. There can absolutely be no doubt whatsoever that it is the perfect will of God that every human being on this planet be healed and well and strong. Amen. Oh, absolutely. Oh, Brother Copeland, what about those terrible, awful people? Hey, this may come as a shock to you. But Jesus' blood was not shed for just a lot of sweet folks. No. The worst of the worst sins have been blotted out. Hallelujah. And all it would take is just a few seconds to receive him as Lord and Savior. Amen. But I'll tell you something. He'll heal you and then you can get saved.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Absolutely. Oh, I wish I had to go in the time to go into some things concerning that, but and maybe as the morning proceeds. Open your Bibles with me to the book of Genesis, please. And let's look in the 6th chapter of Genesis. In the 3rd verse, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. When this was written, nobody was born again. Everyone was spiritually dead. Now, when the Bible talks about death, it never, unless it specifically says so, it's not talking about physical death. It's talking about spiritual death. Spiritual death is to be separated from God. Mm-hmm. Spirit separation. Now, you remember the scripture said, and when we were dead in our trespasses and sins. So the threefold cord of the curse is spiritual death, sickness, and poverty. That's the threefold cord of the curse that came on Adam when he was what? Separated from God. And God told him, the day you do that, you'll die. Well, he didn't die physically for 900 years. But that day, his spirit became dead to God. Why? He's separated from God. Well, you can't just be separated from God because there's another spirit in this world. You separate from God and you're going to be connected to Satan. Amen. So that's what spiritual death is. And it's very important to understand that. Now, science has declared over and over and over again that this physical body should last 120 years. And they didn't get that figure from the Bible. They finally caught up with the Bible, but that's not where they... See, that's the reason the Bible is way ahead of science. And over the years, science is finally catching up, and science thought they were way ahead of the Bible. But they've been wrong more than they've been right. And this thing turns out to be right every time. Amen. Now, I wish we had time to get into that, but I don't. What I wanted you to do now this morning is realize that is just as much the Word of God as by His stripes you were healed. I mean, God said that. God said that. So lay that as a base under what we're going to see from the Word this morning, that it is God's perfect will for you to live 120 years on this earth.
Amen.
That is His will. If it wasn't His will, He wouldn't have said it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Now see, that's not a promise. That's a Bible fact.
Amen.
Actually, He bore our sins in His own body on the tree that we should live not unto sin but unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. That's not a promise. That is a Bible fact. That has been done, and we can lay hold of it any day of the week, 24 hours a day, any day of the month. Hey, it is there, and it is established, and it is a fact, and it's for you.
Amen.
And it's for me. Now, there are three views in general. One, really, isn't even worth mentioning, but still it's out there, that God doesn't heal anymore and blah, blah, blah. Well, you can throw that out because I can personally throw that out because I've been healed, you understand? So that's gone. But then there is another view that is held quite widely, that God does heal, yes, but it's... special acts of mercy or some special act of faith and so forth. And sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. And then in my mind, I always hear what I've heard so many people say, well, you just never know what God's gonna do. You just never know. Do you have a Bible?
Yes,
you can know.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father. Now, the third view, which is the Bible's view, and we're going to see this morning. Well, in fact, let's go back. Let's just turn over there and read that in 1 Peter 2:24 that I quoted there a moment ago. Good to put your eyes on it. And notice this. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree. Now, was that everybody's sin? Well, it had to be. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believeth on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Whosoever. Amen. He bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Well, was all of that on the same day? did He bear our sins in His own body one day, and then bore our sicknesses and diseases some other time? No. No, if you go to what Peter was quoting, if you go back to the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, we know He bore our griefs, He bore our sorrows, He bore our sins, He bore our sicknesses, He bore our diseases, He bore our weaknesses, and He bore our pains. And He bore our poverty and fear. Hallelujah. All on the same cross at the same time, and then He went to hell and paid the price for that curse. My. I hadn't been here long, I'd unpreach me happy. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All on the same day. Now say it. It is the will of God for me to be well, for me to be strong and pain free, for me to prosper. Spirit, soul, and body. Financially and socially. He wants me well. And I take it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Now then, let's go to the 91st Psalm, please. Psalm 91. Did you ever notice there's something a bit peculiar about the wording of the 91st Psalm? If you just set out to put I in every one of those, it kind of gets crosswise of you. You have to change it a little bit. Well, it's not written wrong. It's right. It's a lack of understanding of what's happening in the 91st Psalm. And so we're going to look at it this way this morning. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Now that is the way you enter into and dwell in the secret place of the Most High. You can't get in there without believing it in your heart and speaking it with your mouth, and that's what that declaration is. And you notice it says, I will say. I will say it. Okay, well, let's do that. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now read that with me. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. He's my God, and in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you. Well, now, whoa. Wait a minute. Now, what's the matter here? I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge, He's my fortress, He's my God, in Him I trust. Surely He will deliver thee? Now, that's what I was talking about. Now, here's what I want to point out to you. I will say of the Lord that is you or me speaking. Surely He will deliver you is Jesus speaking. I said my piece. I'm like Jairus. We studied that last night. Man, I said my faith. Amen. I say of the Lord, I say of the Lord, He's my fortress. He's my God, and in Him I do trust. Now, who is the Lord High Priest over our confession?
Jesus.
Third chapter of the book of Hebrews. All right, hold your place here and let's turn there, because this is what's happening in this psalm. The Lord High Priest, Jesus Himself. Hebrews 3:1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle, or the one God sent, a high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, or the anointed Jesus. Now, I want you to pay really close attention to the word Christ right there, and the word apostle. Apostle and Christ are both Greek words. The word apostle means to be sent, or a sent one. And we talked about earlier what Christ literally means. The word itself in Greek just simply means to pour over, to rub, or to smear. But in the case of referring to Jesus, it is the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah, which means to pour on, to rub, or to smear. But now you put those two together and you have the one whom God sent and anointed to be high priest. Can you see it there? Now look at it again, and let's see what it's saying. Because it's telling us something here about the anointing of Jesus. And this is part of that anointing. It's part of His responsibility, His anointing as high priest. Amen. And there's a lot involved with high priest. And that's what the book of Hebrews is about. Jesus is our Savior. Remember the threefold cord of the curse, spiritual death? Well, the threefold cord of redemption, spiritual death, Jesus is our Savior. Sickness, He's our healer. Poverty, He's our Melchizedek.
Yes.
He's the high priest of the blessing of the Lord. He is the high priest that receives tithes in these days. And He's responsible for the opening of the heavens and pouring out blessing that you can't find enough room for it. So say it, He's my Savior.
He's my Savior.
He's my healer.
He's my healer.
And He's my High Priest.
And He's my High Priest.
Let's say it like this. He's my Savior.
He's my Savior.
He is my healer.
He's my healer.
And He's my Melchizedek.
In the name of Jesus, we declare every sickness of long continuance. You bow your knee right now.
This is Julie Narum from Montgomery Village, Maryland. And she said when you, Pastor George, got up and was talking about long-lasting symptoms that have gone on for many years. She had itching going on in her arms. She said the itching is completely gone. And she's had back pain that she has gone to a physical therapist for 15 years. On and off for 15 years, pain completely gone.
Praise God.
Thank
Come
you.
On, give God the praise for that.
Thank you.
Gone.
God wants my best. And, you know, God's same power. I'm healed. I'm whole. He's not done with me. And I am 54. So if I get to live to 120, I mean, I've changed that whole perspective. And 120, and I can live healthy and whole and productive, that really gave me a lot of hope.
I saw in the spirit like a CAT scan, and I saw four vertebrae right here in someone's body. It was mottled looking. I said, Lord, are those dark areas cancer? He said, no, that's not cancer. There's a degenerative condition in their spine, and they're being told the nerves are going to be collapsing, the bone is deteriorating, fusion's going to have to come. And the Lord said, I'm healing them now. I am recreating their spine in this meeting in the center. Lord, in this meeting, in Jesus' name.
Pastor Tracy, this is Karen from Fredericksburg. Now, this may be the CAT scan the Lord showed you because she had three fusions in her back. Since 1999, she's not been able to bend without severe pain. And also, before I let her demonstrate that, also she had stiffness and a fusion in the right ankle. She said she was not able to have free motion of that. I've been watching her use complete free motion. I want her to demonstrate what she can do with your back. If you'll do that for us, Karen.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Woo! Show us. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God.
Not now. Throw those hands up. Let's get rid of all that hardware in the name of Jesus Christ. Woo! And you'll be able to do a complete back bend. Glory.
Hallelujah.
George, that was a Holy Ghost limbo.
Yes, it was.
Right.
Yes, it was.
George, this is Shirley from Baltimore, and she was paralyzed from the neck down. She's been listening to the healing scriptures, and it has come this far where she's here, she's free, and the left side, the Lord is finishing up right now. It usually felt heavy.
I always go to sleep listening to a scripture or something, and one night the Lord woke me up like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was listening to him, and he said,
I bless you, Shirley. You are healed and well from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I said it by faith, and I said it by the authority of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
A few months later, I started walking. I'm driving. And nobody thought I could do any of this. I was never supposed to walk again.
Praise God. Well, do some walking. Yes. Do some walking for us.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, go on.
Woo!
Go on. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Totally free. Totally free.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.